The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei come after a 6-day of protests that have riot police on the streets in several cities across Iran. Security forces are struggling to contain the boldest challenge to the country's clerical leadership since unrest in 2009. Hundreds of protesters have been arrested in the capital, Tehran, and hundreds of others have been detained around the country. Judicial officials say they will be severely punished. Speaking on Iranian state television, Mr. Khamenei has blamed foreign enemies for the unrest. He has not identified any particular foreign countries, although United States President Donald Trump has been tweeting his support for the protests.
The enemy is poised for an opportunity, a breach to penetrate through. Look at the incidents in the past few days. All those who are against the Islamic Republic, those with cash, politics, weapons and intelligence apparatus, join hands so they may be able to create troubles for the Islamic regime, for the Islamic Republic.
The protests began on December the 28th in the city of Mashhad, flamed by the weak economy and a jump in food prices. They have since expanded to cities and towns in nearly every province, resulting in hundreds of arrests, with a prominent judge warning some could face the death penalty. US Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the US will call for an emergency meeting of the United Nations to discuss the arrest in Iran. She has dismissed Iranian leaders' contention that Iran's enemies are responsible. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the Iranian people have a right to protest.
The enemy is poised for an opportunity, a breach to penetrate through. Look at the incidents in the past few days. All those who are against the Islamic Republic, those with cash, politics, weapons and intelligence apparatus, join hands so they may be able to create troubles for the Islamic regime, for the Islamic Republic.
The unrest in Iran has spawned protests in other countries around the world against the Iranian rulers. President Hassan Rouhani phoned his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron demanding action against a Paris-based opposition group he accused of fomenting protests. A statement from the French presidency says Mr. Macron is calling for restraint, and the two have postponed an imminent scheduled visit to Tehran by the French foreign minister. An international relations professor at Durham University in Britain, Dr. Anoush Ekhtashami, says the protests may actually present an opportunity for President Rouhani.
The only silver lining, if you like, is that Rouhani may well use the protests and also the wide range of slogans which have been broadcast right across the country and the world to use those as a pressure point to push the hardliners and the leader towards accepting more reform and more change. But, you know, all of this comes at a very significant price, not just for the president, but also for the longer term survival and the prosperity of the regime itself. So these are difficult times, even though the scale of the protests are nothing like what they were in 2009.
In 2009, the authorities ruthlessly put down protests against the re-election of then-President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The official toll was at least 36 people killed, although the opposition claimed it was twice as many.